Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Every submitter shall remain anonymous, sir. I will spare your name to protect the weak and the innocent. Just the innocent. With that, first question. Dear Kev, I'm 27 years old and I've been married to my husband going on 3 years. I love him with my whole heart, but recently he has told me that he has a thing for wearing women's underwear. Panties, Kev! I'm trying to remain calm, but I don't know if I can handle this. I'm truly and utterly disgusted. He says I should just accept him for who he is, but I don't know if I can get past this. Panties, Kev! I want to get advice from my girlfriends, but I'm too embarrassed. Please help. I really need some advice. Listen, first of all, don't ask your girlfriends nothing. Because if you cool with it and they ain't, then they always going to remind you. Like, oh, me and my boo going on vacation. Oh, panties boy. You and panties boy going down to Honduras so he can buy new panties. Let that man wear them panties. I imagine panties look comfortable. They look soft. You know, man draws, we don't get no colors. Rihanna's released nothing for men. There's no Fenty men. There's plenty of Fenty for women. All shapes and sizes. Fenty beauty. What about Fenty booty for man? Where's the luxury line of draws? So what? Your husband's wearing your lace draws. Maybe he likes the smooth feel of satin on his balls. Who among us doesn't want the smooth feel of panties on our balls? I personally don't tend to wear panties because, I've been told that they're for women. But it doesn't make him any less of a man he's wearing panties. What if he's wearing your panty and your bra? You know, it's like, you know, my wife, I use her... Her oil for my beard makes it smell good. Isn't that like the same thing as him wearing your panties? It's like, oh, I don't have any toothpaste. Can I use yours real quick? Oh, I don't have any drawers. Can I just wear your panties? Because I like the way the lace feels on my butt. Let that man wear your panties. As long as he's still doing manly stuff, loving you, paying the bills, let him prance around in your panty drawers. Boy shirt, shorts, what is he wearing though? You're sexy, wearing your thong. Is he wearing your once a week, once a month drawers? You know, them grandma's ones, the one from college, big bloomers, cover up everything, the ones you eat ice cream with. He's wearing boy shorts. Is he wearing Victoria's Secret Angel? What is he doing? What is he wearing? Let him be him. Wear his boxers. It'd be like role play, like, hey, I could be you. You could be me. Dear Kev. Due to health problems, my husband pees in the bed. This has led me to move out of our room and sleep in the guest room. The problem is because all the years of drugs and alcohol abuse, his health is failing. He used to only use diapers at night, but now he wears them all day, including all day at his full-time job. Recently, he has been coming into my bedroom looking to be intimate, and I am not attracted to that diaper at all. What should I do? I would rather be celibate than to have sex with my husband. It's been over a year since we had sex. Help me, please. Man. Shallow. I mean, so your husband wears a diaper and now you have a problem? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you were wearing a diaper. We've all worn diapers. Me, Big Kev, Tuana. I used to wear diapers. We all grow out of them and we grow back into them. You know, old people, they be wearing Depends. They got incontinence. They can't hold on to their P-juice. P-juice be like, bro, I'm out of here. And they be like, man, I can't help it. My wife, when she was pregnant with our child, sometimes she would have to pee. You know, you're pregnant. Why are you looking at me like that? She would sneeze, a little pee would come out. Did I just leave her? She was carrying my children, you know? The babies was pushing up against her bladder. She didn't know how much water she could hold. You're going to leave him in his time of need because he wears diapers? Again, Rihanna, we call upon you. Make sexually cool man boxers, diapers, so he can pee on himself with the freedom that he needs. You can't just be upset at your husband because he has poor health. He's doing the best he can. You know, it's like, look, as long as he's taking care of himself, he's well-groomed, you know, he gets a haircut, shaves and all that stuff, you got to continue to love him, especially if he's manscaping and shaving his balls underneath that diaper. Oh, yeah. That is absolutely right. Manscaped is an amazing, amazing program. It's amazing, not program, product, okay? It's Kev approved. You shave your butt your ball sack, and you trim it up. Right now, they're supporting our podcast, and they offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, okay? Now, sometimes I used to shave my balls with regular razors, and I would cut myself too much, especially the gooch area. You go in to cut there, you're like, whoo! Now you got a bleeding gooch. You know, but Manscaped, their patented technology, man, you don't have no problem with nicks. Your balls are protected. You can shave in the shower like I do, okay? Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever and just released a new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. The third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And I keep Lil Kev trim. He getting a fade today. You understand me? Now you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. Trim your junk and your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code DEAR. Next question. Dear Kev, I'm happy to say that after a long 5-year relationship, my boyfriend proposed to me and he's now my fiance. I'm super happy that we've taken this next step, but there's one drawback. My fiance has been asking to stick his dangling participle in my butt ever since we got together. I'm not interested in being anally penetrated for two reasons. One, poop comes out of there. Two, years ago, I let a different sexual partner perform anal sex on me and I couldn't poop for a week. Whenever I tried to push it out, I felt like I was pooping glass. Long story short, I had to go to the emergency room, get an MRI, take antibiotics, and have a medical strength laxative. That whole experience soured me on the anal sex thing. Before my fiance and I got engaged, I managed to avoid anal sex by telling him that I wasn't going to do it until I got a ring. When he gave me the engagement ring, I told him I need to give me a wedding ring to do butt stuff. We're getting married next year, and I'm running out of excuses. How do I get him to let go of his desire to do butt stuff with me after we get married next year? This is why you shouldn't lie. Tell that man the truth. You say, hey, listen, man, I know what I told you about butt stuff. But guess what? My last partner before you, he did butt stuff to me, and his meat was way bigger than yours. I mean, it just destroyed my butt. I was pooping out of my urethra. My backwards was inwards. My inside was out. I couldn't poop for a week. He was a Mandingo warrior. And you with your little peen, you can't. You're not going to stop traffic like that. And it was just a terrible experience. So no, I don't want you to enter through the exit. This is like back in the days. The back door is closed. Okay? Go around the front. It's not safe. It ain't safe in the back door. If you embarrass him and tell him his meat is little, he'll forget that he even asked you for it. But this is kind of the problem is you backed yourself into a corner. Now your butt's sticking out because you've been leading him along. This is why you can't lie. And if you do lie, you just got to keep lying. Okay? Just say, hey, man, you know what? After 5 years of marriage, and then 5 years comes after 10, and then 10 years comes after 20, and then in 20 years comes, okay, when you divorce me, and when he divorces you, when you marry me again, when you marry me when you die, and then at his grave, you'd be like, ha, in the afterlife. In the afterlife, maybe he goes to hell, you go to heaven, you'd be like, when you make it up here, continue the lie. If he's been falling for it this long, he's going to be falling for it. But you should not have lied, and that's what you get. Next question. Dear Kev, I've been in a relationship with this guy off and on for some time. He cheated a lot. Well, one time, I retaliated by responding to a few DMs. Well, he found up, and we broke up. I used close because we were still living together. Well, during that break, he got someone pregnant. And while I accept the baby as part of the fam, well, fast forward, we had a baby but never got it together. So I'm moving out. But I found out some months ago he had another baby on the way. That baby is born, and guess what? He still hasn't mentioned to me, and he still acts like we're together. He got a DNA test behind my back, and even his family knows. Yet, he walks past me at home and hasn't said a word. Should I tell him I know or wait for him to man up and tell me the truth he owes me? Listen. You waiting for this man to tell the truth, you're going to be waiting till the end of time. You understand me? He ain't never going to tell you about that baby. That baby could be 28 years old. He's going to be like, I don't know nothing about that baby. That's not my baby. I don't recognize that baby. Man, we will lie when the truth is presented. in court, video evidence. It ain't me. This is you. This is a video of you saying, hey, it's me. It ain't me. But it ain't. Remember Shaggy? Shaggy said, how can I forget that I had given her an extra key? What did Shaggy say? It wasn't me. So wait for him to tell the truth. He's never going to tell you the truth. You can sleep at night. In your dreams, he's going to lie to you. In your nightmares, he's going to lie to you. When you wake up, you'll be well rested because you slept on a purple mattress. That's right. The purple mattress is the best mattress on the market. And sleep is important. The quality of sleep affects your quality of life. Better sleep, better you. I'm on tour again. And I look forward to the days when I get back to my home, because at my home, I have a purple mattress that is perfectly fitted for my sleep needs. The purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced, because it uses brand new technology and material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam I'm used to. The purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. It keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Right now, you can get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return the mattress for a full refund. And it's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with a purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to great gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. Once again, that's DEAR to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Next question. Dear Kev, I met this guy online a few months ago. He cooked for me as a first date. He offers to suck my toes after long days. He always checks on me, and it's all around just a nice guy. My issue is he's super annoying, aggressive, ugly, and he stinks. Recently, he sent me the following message, and I hope that you can read them. I don't want to be mean, but I hate that racial slur, and I really don't want to be bothered with him. What should I do? Well, I don't know if it's the ugly, aggressive, or stinking, or annoying, but you should love him. Take him in. Ain't nobody sucking toes after a long day without pre-washing them feet. Let me tell you what. You think men out here just sucking toes? And what's wrong with you? You want a guy who's not annoying, passive, handsome, and smell good? What is this? The Sims? Men stink. Lil Ripe right now. And it's only 1:48. Okay? I'm a little ugly. Medium ugly. I ain't all the way handsome. I'm not well done, but I'm not rare. I'm medium ugly. Okay? Hairline gone. Beard patchy. Razor bumps present. But I love my wife. You can't have everything. You can't have handsome and smelling good and sucking toes. Take ugly. Medium ugly is loyal. We pay bills. We help children. We're great fathers. We know that you're the most beautiful woman we'll ever get. So we're not going to mess that up. Handsome men, they cheat on you. They smell good to you. They smell good to other women. They're putting their meat in other ovens. Be happy with ugly, toe-sucking men. It's the best you're going to get. Dear Kev, just want to say, don't judge me for what I'm about to say. Anyway, I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I've been dealing with this guy for almost 5 years. We mesh really well. We talk every day about everything. There's definitely some sort of connection, and we have sex. A lot. The problem is I can feel myself falling for him, but he doesn't believe in relationships. I'm getting older, and I'm ready for something real, and I want children soon. I want to start dating other guys, but I'm afraid I'm going to cheat on them with this guy. The D2 bomb, like bomb bomb. He's not my man, so I dabble within these streets for 5 years, but there's nothing like it. I tried cutting him off, but I have D flashbacks, and I'm back on my way to that. I'm back on my way to that D. I don't want to be a cheater, but old boy won't commit to me, and I want to find someone to be committed to. But I'm really afraid I will cheat. What should I do? Cheat. You can't pass this opportunity up. He told you what he wanted. You're going to try to force him to be something he's not, and then you're going to end up being hurt. He's not going to take care of his son, and you're going to be mad when he told you he didn't want titles or relationship or responsibilities. So find you an ugly man, because we're dumb and you can cheat on us and we will not find out, because you're more clever than us and have your cake and eat it too. Have a medium ugly guy to help pay the bills, raise your children, be with you in Thanksgiving, and then go to D2 Bomb Guy's house and wake up. Because otherwise you're going to be sleeping. You're gonna be, where's D2 Bomb Guy? I need it. D2 Bomb Guy, where are you? He'll always be there. Okay, he might need to borrow your car. And he's going to play PlayStation all day. But he's also going to bust down your walls. And you need them walls of Jericho to be busted down. All right? So have your cake and eat it too. Get an ugly guy to be stable. Get D2 Bomb Guy to break down your walls. And get the life you enjoy. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I've been Kev on Stage. You can always submit questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Your man anonymous. We're here every Friday on YouTube and Facebook and wherever podcasts are found. And I'm touring right now, so you can check me out at KevOnStage.com. Tour dates posted. I will see you when I see you. Peace.